Welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. And I am here with Daphne Davis, the CEO and founder of Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
I always love having you on the show. It's always a great amount of wisdom that comes through our conversations. And you know, we're now getting into the holiday season. And one of the things I think that is really overwhelming for families at this time of year, especially if you have a loved one in care, is the family coming together. And you may have a sibling that hasn't seen mom or dad or you for months. You've got, you know, grandchildren that are all involved in different things, people coming together. Tell me a little bit about, you know, how Pinnacle Senior Placements works with families at this time of year.
Well, I'd like to set the stage just a little bit more.
Yes, please do.
Even without the dynamics of our family members aging in place or having some cognition challenges, even without that, sometimes the holidays can be a little stressful for families.
Totally.
So let's just...
Expectations are all different.
They are. They're all different. But I want to speak specifically to the element of conversation and approaching the holiday season with everyone's heart is in the same place. We all come to this season with the assumption that we all want the best for each other, that we all are coming from a place of good intentions versus having, what's the hidden agenda here? What's, you know,
very true.
Let that go. If you can, let that go.
Yes.
People are good people. Everyone's good at heart. And sometimes our situations cause us to look a little ugly. But that's not where people's hearts are.
Well, and that's the thing, I think, that when you're saying that, it's hard for a lot of families, sadly. They may have had difficult relationships with a parent growing up. I know I did with my mom, and we had kind of a rocky start. But, you know, you're so right in the fact that you have to learn to work on yourself to let that go.
Yeah.
And don't ever question somebody's intention.
That's right.
Because you never know where they're coming from. People do the best they can with the resources that they have. And that's
if in this holiday season you approach gatherings with that kind of mindset, I think things can inherently go a little bit better. The second thing is that to bring up is to think in terms, and let's assume in this scenario that there's a little bit of cognition issues, memory issues, or processing information issues with a loved one, and that there's a primary caregiver that is with that on a daily basis, and you're the person coming into the picture and wanting to celebrate an event, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it is, that you're wanting to do that, and you have preconceived ideas about what it used to be. The second thought, besides assuming that people are coming with good intentions, is to clear your slate of expectations. We have so...
That's huge.
It is huge. And it's very hard to do, but we have so many things that are tied up in traditions, and this is the way we've done it every year. The event has always been an all-day event.
I have to make it this way.
Yeah.
And we have to do it that way. And all of those things, that pressures that you put on yourself...
Yeah.
Let alone on other people.
And so when you have this, you know, it used to be the 8-hour event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were doing our family traditions of whatever it was. And it ends with us singing, you know, Christmas carols, or we're watching the football game on Thanksgiving, or whatever it is. Try hard to be able to, with grace and a whole lot of love, let things evolve as they have to for everyone to be able to celebrate together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm talking about specifically is things may not be a 4-hour or 8-hour event anymore. It may be a 2-hour event.
Yeah. Because that's probably about all mom or dad can
handle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or they might walk into someone's home and within 20 minutes they're saying, I want to go home, which can be heartbreaking. Like, but the grandkids are all here. The family's all gotten together. Mom, we just want to see you. But inside her, she may be feeling so much anxiety and putting so much emotional and mental energy into being socially appropriate that she's exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Please, as family members, have grace, have forgiveness, have a position of love that says, you know what, this is the best mom can do today.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
not to push it.
Right.
Not to push it. Let it let it be okay. Now, what can happen sometimes is that family dynamics that someone says, you think that mom or dad is, you know, further along in their dementia than they really are. And you're just not giving them enough credit. Wow. That's a lot of you sentences and mm-hmm. a lot of accusations. Rather than doing that, it might be better. Do you think that mom could have another 10 minutes of conversation? Maybe we should go for a walk. Does she need to have some alone time? Should I take her into the family room and I can just have a one-on-one conversation with her? Go to that caregiver that says, who does know the 24/7 walk. Go to the caregiver and say, how can I extend my time with mom? What is going to work for mom? Versus, no, we're going to do it this way. Doesn't yeah. work. It
well,
just
and it's
doesn't
also,
work.
Also, I think one of the things you're talking about is when your buttons get pushed.
Oh, well, yes.
It's to when anytime somebody says, you do this, that immediately puts somebody on the defensive.
Yeah.
And trying to understand that, you know, to really be mindful of your communication, but also if somebody hits you with that, you don't have to hit the ping pong ball
That's
back,
right.
you know.
Yes.
And so, you know, I've learned in my way of things, it's like, I just heard you say XYZ. Is that correct? Because mm-hmm. that's how it came across to mm-hmm. me. Because they may just have meant, well, you always do it this way. Well, so what you're telling me, what I heard is that, you know, you think that I'm closed-minded about that. Is that correct? Well, I just meant it like this. Oh, okay. Well, I get it. So in other words, reframe it.
That's right.
Redirect it.
It goes back to my opening sentence. Assume the best.
Yes.
Assume that people's motivations are good.
Yes.
And even if they're not, still assume it.
Yes.
It will diffuse the situation because mm-hmm. the goal of family gatherings at this time is to enjoy each other's company, to spend some quality time together, mm-hmm. maybe to reminisce. Mm-hmm. I want to bring that up in terms of reminiscing when you are gathering together as a family member. Long-term memory, if there are cognition issues going on, is usually more intact than short-term
right.
memory.
Right.
And to having a picture album around and being able to walk down memory lane sometimes can really open up the doors of
I
good
love
conversation.
That.
So when you're thinking about
and it takes
about,
the stress away for mom or dad that may be thinking, oh, a granddaughter has a new boyfriend. What's his name? And
right.
why is he here?
Right, right.
You know
that needs to go to the wayside.
Yes, yes.
Because what I hear from families more often than not after someone has passed away is, I wish I knew the story of.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures, but I never got the details of that picture.
Very true.
And so use your family time to be able to have those mm-hmm. reminiscent mm-hmm. things. In the world of having an advisor involved in your life, if it's the timing that you have an advisor come in before the holiday season, allow that person to help you walk through some of these things.
That's great.
There's a relationship there. And I know that I'm talking about cognition issues today a little bit, but they are front and foremost in our communities.
It's they really
not,
are.
Everybody knows somebody who has some cognition.
Well, even if they're not even cognition issues, there's just mobility factors. There's you know, health factors. There's all kinds of things that can wear on
energy
a
energy levels.
And
yeah.
family dynamics from 50 years ago
yeah.
that go on that, you know, mom didn't treat me right as a child. So all of those things. So we are talking to Daphne Davis, who is the CEO and founder of Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, tell us about the areas that you guys serve.
Well, we serve from Thurston County up to Skagit County.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that we are very, very well versed in King, Snohomish, and Pierce County.
Mm-hmm.
We also go out onto the peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to serve the families. I will be the first to tell you, if you give us a call and I know of somebody that's better to help you in your situation, I will refer you to that
mm-hmm.
person. We are an information post. We are here to help you through a journey that can be very scary and
mm-hmm.
stressful.
And obviously during these holiday times, families are going to get together and maybe talk about, maybe they are going to see mom and dad and they might start to see signs. And, you know, one of the things I know that you are is it's never too late to call you. I mean, it's not too early,
right.
to call you.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, tell us a little bit about what families can expect when they call you?
So when you call me, initially on the phone call, I'll just say, hey, tell me the story that's going on. What's causing you to give me a call? Give me the highlights of what's happening. And from that point, we'll decide if it's timely to gather together collectively in one place. And particularly around the holiday times, if people are traveling in, I highly, highly recommend carving out an hour of time for everybody to hear the same information at once. If your
so
family
important.
Is throughout the United States or
so
even...
So you're busy over the holiday season.
I am. I am busy. I will also say there are a lot of families I talk to, and we don't actually execute any kind of change for months.
Yeah.
Months and
or
months.
Or maybe a year.
Yes.
Yes.
It's just being proactive instead of being reactive. Right now, in our healthcare system, we're kind of forced to be a little bit reactive if accidents happen or a fall or whatever. But there is a way to be more proactive. Mm-hmm. I do have some families that are actually doing that. Not very many families do it.
I sent you one.
Yes.
And I think that's important. Is really, and also... You know, given on that, one of the things that I love about your organization is, you know, I referred a friend to you, and I know she doesn't do anything fast. I know this about her.
Yes.
And you know what I said to her? I said, you know what? You're going to know the right time when it's time to move. Until then, don't worry about it. Nobody's going to go into anywhere until you're ready. And that's the I think the nice thing about you guys is that you're there for the process.
I am. The long term.
Yes.
That's what Pinnacle is about. It's our conversations that we have internally are about, you know, these become our friends. These
yes.
are the people that we know and that we, you know, it is the best thing for me when I get a phone call from somebody that I happened to help 2 or 3 years ago, and it happens all the time.
Yes.
And they call and say, you know what, now it's a situation of so-and-so needs your help and I still have your business card. That's the relationship that you should have with your advisor.
Yes. And so how do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500 is our phone number. You can also reach us at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
Daphne, I'm so glad you were on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.